The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. I am issuing a severe LTD alert. Folks, listen. There was ever a time that you and I need to be LTDs. It is now. Welcome to the program. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Some of you are not going to agree with what I'm about to say, but I need to say it. I must say it. I feel I have a responsibility to say it. And that's why I'm issuing an extreme LTD alert. Folks, listen, if you are an LTD, someone who listens, thinks, and discerns, you are not driven by emotion. You are not driven by hysteria. And I hope and pray that you are driven by a biblical worldview with your focus clearly on the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Joy and I were driving around the other day, and I was pointing out all of the deflated lawn ornaments, the big blow-up things. So often, in fact, I think usually those things are only blown up at night. You know, the Santa, the reindeer, the Snoopy, the Grinch, the Frozen characters, the big blow-up things. Every once in a while, you see a nutcracker, you know, and some are small, some are big. But they're blow-ups. Well, for most people, they only blow them up at night. And during the day, they're deflated. And we were driving around Westerville, and pointing out all there's Santa Claus, he's deflated. And there's characters, we don't know what they are because they're laying down on the ground and they're deflated. And I was kind of laughing about it. And then I said, isn't that sad? All these deflated characters. And then my wife, who has incredible spiritual insight, she really does. I hope that I do as well, but often she has deeper spiritual insight than I do. And she said, it's like a lot of our people, Christians, conservatives, about this election. And I thought, oh my goodness, that is so true. A few weeks ago before the election, we were all blown up and inflated, and we're going to work hard for our candidate, and we've got signs in our yards, and we have politicked, and we have organized, and we have gone door to door, and we have voted, and our candidate is going to win, and we're going to have another 4 years, and then little by little by little, the air has just gone out. We're deflated. And I thought, my goodness, that is so descriptive of so many people I'm hearing and so many people I'm reading. I have a good friend who is a pastor, who's my friend on Facebook, And a few days ago, I read his post, and it was, man, you talk about being deflated. I mean, he was going off on his post on Facebook. If President Trump doesn't get the next term, if he's not reelected, if the outcome of this election is not overturned, America is doomed. America is finished. We are over. It's all over. And it was doom and gloom, doom and gloom, doom and gloom. I mean, it was a long post on Facebook. It's all over. And by the time he was done with his post, there was no air left. And America is not going to survive. And I read that post, and I thought, this is a good man. This is a good pastor. But where is his trust? Where is his confidence? He has lost all hope and all confidence because it looks very, very, very much like the election didn't go our way. More and more Republicans in the House of Representatives and the Senate are now calling Joe Biden president-elect. More and more and more. The Electoral College met yesterday, proclaimed Joe Biden as the president. There are many who are praying for a last straw on January 6th when the House of Representatives actually makes it official. And there is a movement to get Republican electors to come to the floor of the House of Representatives and basically overturn the results of this election. Now, number one, it ain't going to happen, folks. It's not. I'm sorry to burst your bubble and to deflate you even further, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And you know what? If it did, we would have a civil war. Well, Bob, that's what we need. We need a civil war. No, we don't. I don't know about you, but I don't want to see blood in the streets. I don't. But I want you to know something. We should not be deflated. I've said this before, but let me emphasize it again. If Joe Biden is actually inaugurated as president, things are going to get worse for Christians. It's going to become harder. The United States of America is going to get darker because we're going to take a turn to the left. And things are going to get darker. I promise you that is going to happen. But we are called to be the light of the world. And the darker it gets, the more important the light. Let me repeat that. The darker it gets, the more important the light. The next 4 years, if they get really, really dark, then your light and my light will be more important than ever before, and we may have some of the most unique opportunities to share the love of Christ with a discouraged and dying world than we have had in our lifetime. I have been saying this for 20 years on this program. The hope of America is not in politics, not in the White House, not in the halls of Congress, but in the pulpits of America. And what is most important is not who is the next president, but how do we share the gospel? And guess what? Joe Biden becoming president cannot stop you and I from sharing the gospel. So stop being deflated. Stop the... Our hope is in Christ. No one else.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Allow me just to continue our discussion for just a few more minutes on the election, the outcome, and our response. I am sure, after what I said in the previous segment, there are a few of you who are saying, well, Bob, you just gave up. I just want you to know, I have not given up. I haven't given up on anything. I just believe in a sovereign God. I believe with all my heart that God cares about the United States of America. And I believe he's sovereign. And scripture is very clear that God raises up one leader and puts down another leader. I mean, the word of God is absolutely emphatic on the fact that God is not surprised, nor is he, I'm looking for the right word, he's not surprised, he's not caught off guard in any way with elections, one king, one president, being raised up, being put down. Does that mean then that what we do means nothing and we don't even need to vote because God's going to do whatever he wants? No. But there is an intersection where the activity of man and the sovereignty of God meet. And I believe we're there. And we have an opportunity to demonstrate to the world, listen to me carefully. Please listen to me. We have an opportunity to demonstrate to the world that we are not like them. I had the opportunity to coach a lot of soccer when my kids were growing up. I didn't know a thing about soccer, but I had kids that were playing soccer, and so I had to learn. And to be honest and not to brag, we had some pretty good teams. We put together some pretty incredible soccer teams with some real success. Our little ragtag Westerville teams beat some big-time traveling teams occasionally. And anyway, my son wrestled. My son also played football. And one thing I taught my children in soccer, in wrestling, in football, you learn more from losing than you do from winning. You learn more from losing than you do from winning. Does that mean you don't teach your kids to win? Are you kidding? Of course you teach them to win. And by the way, we did. We did. We won a lot of games. But every once in a while, a call would go against our team that was just clearly, it was the wrong call. The refs just got it wrong. And a few times, that bad call, obviously bad call from a ref, cost us the game. Now, how do you think I taught my kids, my own kids, and my players on my teams, how do you think I taught them to respond? Take off their shoes and throw them? Take off their helmet and throw it? Go tackle the referee and pound him to the ground? We've seen some of that just recently. Did you see the football game the other night that was basically lost because a pro athlete threw a shoe about 20 yards down the field, had a penalty? It ended up they lost the game because of that. It was a childish, immature move. I taught my kids, my own kids, and the kids on my team. We will protest. We will talk to the ref. We will do everything we can. But when it's all said and done, we will win with class. We will lose with class. That's almost lost today. Many parents refuse to teach that kind of lesson to their children, and so they don't lose with class. They pout, they throw things, they get kicked out of the game because we're standing up for what's right. No, you're not standing up for what's right. You're being a poor sport. Things don't always go your way. And concerning this election, I firmly believe that we have prayed and prayed and worked and worked, and now we accept the outcome. But they stole the election! I don't know that's been proven. It was rigged because of the news media. The news, and I said this a few days ago. I think it's an illegitimate election. Everything was stacked against Donald Trump. All of the news media was stacked against Donald Trump. There is no doubt about it. I believe it was an illegitimate election. But it looks like the legal resources have been used, the legal means have been exhausted. The constitutional means have been exhausted. And it looks like, unless something drastic happens on January 6th, then it could. It looks like we're going to have a Biden administration. And if so, I'm going to pray for him. And I'm going to be concerned about being a light in a dark world. I'm going to ask you to join me. Let me repeat what I said before. The darker the world becomes, the more important we shine as lights. The old, old, old saying, you can either curse the darkness or you can light a light. Let's not stand around and waste our time cursing the darkness. Let's be lights in a dark world.